Everybody, it's Coach Alondra Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I'm super stoked today. You know, I'm always happy when my guests come to talk to my becomers. Today, I have Tania Durden with us. She was born and raised and still resides here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Tania started modeling in 2007 until she wanted to further her education. She started working as a career nurse in 2008 and enrolled in nursing school in 2012. She became a nurse, a registered nurse in 2013, and she started working as a travel nurse in 2016. She's previously had her own podcast, Tania with the T, and she has recently authored a cookbook, Sis, Cook for Your Man.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And then she followed up. She said, hey, I love the author book. She followed up with Tania's 30-Day Detox. This yes. December, she dropped that. She joined the Authors Guild in 2020. Publishing her book has opened up many doors for her. Not only is she now an author, she is also transitioned into being a celebrity chef, which is yes. super amazing. Welcome yes. to I Am Becoming. I'm super stoked to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
She was being modest, too. We're going to add that she's an amazing mother to two beautiful children as well, whom I yes. happen to know.
Yes.
Yes.
So
listen, I loved the title, Cook for Your Man, sis. Like, listen, because, you know, a lot of us ain't in the kitchen no more. I ain't going to lie. You know, I work with food now, so I'm not really in the kitchen like I used to be. But nonetheless, the skills are still there, right? So what right. inspired you to write Cook for Your Man, sis? I got to say it like that because it's just so, you know.
You really do. You really do. It's a funny thing. But my inspiration for Cook for Your Man, sis, it actually came about in my one of my best friends' kitchen. Even though I have a career in nursing, I've always had like a passion for cooking. And so, you know, at the end of the year, we always make like vision boards. So it was just me and her bouncing ideas off of each other. And I was like, no, I don't want to do a food truck. So I want to do something, you know, with food though. And so we just came up with the idea, like, why don't you just make a cookbook? Like, well, what are we going to call it? So I'm always the friend, well, Tania, what you put in this, or what you put in this? Friends always kind of ask me, you know, advice, recipes on, you know, cooking. So me and just her bouncing ideas off each other, and it's like, we're going to call it Cook for Your Man, sis. Like, and so it started in her kitchen, and then one day just started writing down recipes and stuck with it. And over time, the book was done, and that's pretty much how it came about. Just in my friend's kitchen manifesting, speaking, you know, life into what my goals would be for the year. And it was just like, why don't you write a cookbook? So that's how it came about.
Which is super exciting, y'all, because, you know, I'm becoming this literally about literally becoming from anywhere, because, like, I know I've known you for years, and I know, like,
yes.
we used to talk about getting together on Sundays and cooking these elaborate meals. So, like, I
yes.
don't know. For me, knowing the backstory, I was super excited when I seen you do a cookbook, because I'm like, yes, we've been planning
yes.
these elaborate meals and all of this stuff for years. So, yes, that's super exciting. So, listen, guys, you know how we do here. We got to pay some bills. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.
the Like Sunday collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Like Sunday collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Like Sunday collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection.
The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection. Hey everybody, it's Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are listening to I Am Becoming. We are back from break, and I have my phenomenal guest, Miss Tania Durden, the nurse slash author slash celebrity chef. Okay, come on, rock up them titles. I love it. You know, I'm always about leaping into your becoming and getting to your new and your next, so I love the extension. So how did you get into and open up the door to become a celebrity chef? Like, how did we get into that lane?
I became the celebrity chef was actually into networking. And publishing the book, it opened doors into modeling. And so in going to the gigs, I would ask, you know, like, hey, do you guys need somebody to come in, you know, cook for video shoots? And then the video shoots turned into, hey, we need a caterer for a birthday party. And so it started off as, it opened the door for me modeling, and then modeling was able to, like, hey, I also cook, and so I was able to, you know, utilize that talent as well. So it was like a win-win, or it became a win-win.
I know, that's right. She came through the door like, listen, I'm coming with all 10 of my talents, and y'all can pay me for everyone. Let me send you an invoice. I love it, definitely, because listen, nobody will ask you what you're doing, so you better make sure that you always talking yourself up in the situation. Absolutely, yes. Like, always be, you're always interviewing, so I love that, absolutely, for sure. So then they was like, okay, she cute, she could cook. Less booker.
Yes. Meal prep. Yeah. And just whatever you need, I can do it. What's up?
I love that. And then so you, through that, you did you, how did you, I know you have mentioned on your social media that you have started doing your 30-day detox. So tell us about that. Like, how did you get into that book, and how did that process work out for you health-wise?
Okay. Well, how I got into the 30-day detox with having success with the first Cook for Your Man, sis, I just was thinking, like, maybe I could make a book on detoxing, but it was really like my journey, because I started going to the gym within the last 6 months of 2020, you know, going to the gym, changed my eating habit, more so made lifestyle changes, but every day I would go to the gym, I would drink a smoothie, and so I would, you know, log my physical activity for the day, and also the smoothie that, you know, of my choice, and, you know, if it was detox water, but just logging pretty much everything that I did, and it wasn't that I just lost, you know, the 40 pounds, I maintained it, so, and I'm still, you know, like, following, and it's been working, and it also impacted my life, because it opened up many doors as far as with, on the knowledge side, as far as like nutrition. So, you know, I know what to eat to help lower, you know, my cholesterol, or if I'm having a breakout. So I'm more knowledgeable. And since I'm more knowledgeable, I spread that, you know, speak that into my kids. So, you know, it affects their health as well and those around me. But overall, it just made it not only help as far as the health aspect, even with immunity, my mood, like my immunity has been great during this pandemic. Me and my kids have been COVID free. So that's a blessing within itself. I also felt, like I said, my energy is, you know, it's just up. It's been overall, I guess, a good thing for my health, and not only good for my health, my family's health, and those who get the book and, you know, detox. So
tell me, like, the book, you, it's like a smoothie for every different day, and then, like, it's kind of like a journal
down.
As well. Do you? I'm sorry?
Because it's broken down. It has, like, post-workout smoothies. If you need a smoothie for, like, maybe that's high in protein, if you need smoothies that are, like, fat-burning, and what are those smoothies, or more so, you know, like berries or things that stimulate metabolism. Same smoothies in there that detox your kidneys. So it's more so, I guess, whatever you want to focus on. And then it's, like, detox drinks as a side from the smoothies. So those are made, you know, with waters, berries, fruits, you know, maybe chia seeds, just whatever. But it's tips, and it's not just smoothie recipes or detox drinks. It's, you know, tips that work for me. And so I was thinking whatever maybe will work for me can work for the next person. Because, you know, you lose 20 or 10 pounds, you know, people, you know, what are you doing? So I just decided to, like, put it in a book. So it's just not the recipes. It's also tips that can help you along your journey. It is like 30 different recipes for smoothies, but however, whichever area that you need to focus on, I guess that would determine the type of smoothie that you would drink.
I love it. Yes. Y'all know y'all heard her. If you want to detox, I know, like, listen, detoxing works definitely, like, with your food and stuff like that, because I've had success before with it myself. Like, I lost, like, 45 pounds in 45 days just doing it one time a day. So I can only imagine, you know, if you kick it up a notch and do it a couple of times a day, like, yeah, I totally could see an easy weight loss, just because a lot of us, you know, ripping and running throughout the day and stuff like that, we're not definitely getting the nutritional value that we need. And that's definitely good for our kids and stuff like that to get more fruits and vegetables. I know for me, I'm always looking for more ways to get it into their systems and stuff like that.
Yes.
So let's roll to the kid part. Like, how are you maintaining being a mom and a business owner, and are you still working as a nurse and stuff like that, or have you kind of put that on the back burner for now?
It's trying to really, I do still practice in nursing, but I remember when Cook for Your Man just came out, and then it opened up the door for modeling. But then I'm, you know, trying to, you know, send out orders for the cookbook and, you know, sell cookbooks, and then make it to this video shoot, or then cook for this event. So it can be a lot, and I'm still learning, because, I mean, Cook for Your Man was just published in August. So one thing I can say is, like, organization, having a calendar, and that way I can visibly see, like, if I'm working between these hours, I'm making deliveries between these hours, my kids, you know, need attention from these hours, maybe a little schoolwork, homework, and then, you know, also time for yourself. So I'm still trying to learn, but for the most part, I have to write everything down and take out time for myself, because when you're in a good space, you're, you know, happy mom, happy kid. So
now, you said a mouthful there, because everybody always asks me, like, how do you do so many different things in a day? And I'm, listen, full transparency, it's not as easy as I probably make it look. I'm not trying to make it look easy. It's just that it's something that I've been doing for a while. So I kind of have, like, a science for what works for me. But even as you add different layers, like, it's something to be said about writing things down. Because I really had to, I always tell people, like, if it doesn't go in my phone or my calendar right away, you could forget it.
I would forget it.
That I shifted to this year. Like, I literally drive around with this big old calendar, like the big desktop calendar. I went to that because I've always said that I wanted to do a vision board, but what I did was I kind of combined it, keeping my schedule with the vision board kind of method with the old school calendar. And it's actually kind of been working for me. You know, I kind of write down what I want to accomplish and which months and by day, but then I also can see my schedule day to day and month to month, because like my life is pretty much planned out a month in advance. But and I tell people, like, listen, literally, if it's not on the calendar, I don't know. It's not a lot of wiggle room. Yeah, that's actually really a good method to have, especially with managing children's lives. And, you know, I know your children are very active and do sports and stuff like that, too. So it's a lot. Like, it's just regular momming. And then on top of the fact that your kids have to have a life as well. And, like, not only do my kids do sports and instruments and stuff like that, they have businesses as well. So it's like, man, you know, they're running it, but it's like you're really overseeing still all of their stuff as well. So it can be a lot. So definitely I piggyback on that of writing the vision, making it plain, and trying to stay as organized as possible. I'm full transparency, I'm probably not the most organized person, but it works for me. I'm organized mentally. So definitely, and that's dope though, because now you have two different aspects too that you can incorporate with your clients, as far as, you know, helping them stay healthier with the detox, as well as, you know, the cookbook. That's super dope. Like, seriously, I'm proud of you for sure.
Thank you.
So tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Where you guys can find me, the email, if you guys need to place orders, is cookforyourman88@gmail.com. And then it's cookforyourmansis on IG and Facebook. And that's where you can go DM, place orders, and then just keep in mind, I also post, like, special updates and, you know, special sales and stuff and whatnot. You can just, you know, stay updated and follow me on social media. So,
and I want to tell y'all about the presentation. So back at Christmas time, I purchased this Cook for Your Man, and honey, it came with this nice elaborate gift bag with some extra razzle dazzle in there. It was so bomb. Yes. So definitely get your book. If nothing else, hopefully she will teach you to cook so you can get a man. Like, that's a bonus. Or if you want a woman, it's not just for
even
women.
If you just need to cook, because, I mean, even Cook for Your Man sister has, like, 15 recipes, on, or like 15 side dishes, and then 15 main courses, and then 15 desserts, like apple pie and, you know, just homemade, you know, crust, all of that. So even if you want to turn up for Thanksgiving, you don't even have to have a man. You can just cook, like, cook for your kids, sis, however you want to cook. Just get it, because it's all different types of, you know, like, recipes.
Let's get the bang in the pots and pans. We got to get healthier, and that starts in the kitchen, cooking homemade food. So listen, guys, I just wanted to add my little tidbit, because today is International Women's Day, and it's International Women's Month. So I wanted to say, you know, I'm always big about leaping into your becoming. So I want to ask you to leave our listeners with, if someone is a mom at home like you, or just a woman in or a man who is ready to leap into their becoming, maybe they went to school like you and they started a profession and they're like, that's not where my passion is, though. What advice would you give them to leap into their becoming?
What advice I would give someone? I would say just do it. Always believe in yourself. Energy is contagious, so always keep positive energy around you. So if you had a bad day, or, you know, somebody can, you know, speak life, because every day is not going to be a good day when you're trying to be an entrepreneur. Just know that results don't happen overnight. You also have to pray, manifest, meditate, and just, like, always speak life, because I do feel like that is power in your tongue. So if you want to go out there and say you want to become a nurse tomorrow, you know, take them one day at a time and, you know, say, hey, I'm going to go and you know, at least sign up for school, you know, take baby steps, and eventually you'll get there, and just know that your journey is your journey, and you can only write, you know, your journey. So I would just say, just do it. It was literally one day I woke up, and it was like, I've been talking about doing this cookbook. I think I'm going to start writing this cookbook, and that's what happened, and it shot so many people, because I didn't know that you, and, you know, sometimes you just got to pop out on people, and pop out on yourself, so take a leap of faith and just do it. If it's something that you really want to do, do it.
I totally wholeheartedly agree with that. And y'all know that I always say it's never not a time to become. Somebody is waiting on you to become so that they know that it is possible, that it's something that you can do.
Yes.
You know, I'm proud of you because there's somebody else that's a mom that's like, how do I do it? How do I make it flow? Can I even do it? And they need people like us to see that it can be done. If you might be a single father, you like, I'm trying to figure out how to just leap and make it all happen. Literally, just do it. Just start. God will send the people to help you perfect the rest. But all he needs right now from you is your yes. So give yourself your yes and then give it to him. Start. You guys know you can always find me on Facebook at Coach Alonda Brooks. On Instagram, I must become the number one. You can find me on Twitter at Becoming Coach. And I will always be, oh, actually, my site will be live this week. I must become.com for all things that you want to book a consultation with me, a session. You can go there and purchase my merchandise and my books. And y'all, listen. I'm rooting for you. I see you. I hear you. Every day, I'm super impressed with the people that I'm seeing just take risks, bet on themselves, and say yes to themselves every day and leap into their becoming. I'm super, super excited for you. And you're motivating me even to keep going and to do more. So listen, I love y'all in real life. And listen, always know that you can beat me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Peace.
Peace.